Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
The estate of Sri Advaita Acharya. We shall read from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, Chapter 5. We'll just read a little now, because tonight we'll be having a larger program. Text 142. Ekale Ishwara Krishna Arasa Babritya Yareye Che Nachaye Se Taiche Kari Nritya. Lord Krishna alone is the supreme controller, and all others are his servants. They dance as he makes them do so. E mata chaitanya gosani ekale ishwara arasava parishada keha vakinkara. Thus Lord Chaitanya also is the only controller. All others are his associates or servants. Guru Varga Nityananda Advaita Acharya Shiva Sadi Arayata Lagu Sama Arya Sabe Parishada Sabe Lilara Sahaya Sabalana Nijakarya Sade Gora Raya. His elders such as Lord Nityananda Advaita Acharya and Srivas Thakur, as well as his other devotees, whether his juniors, equals, or superiors, are all his associates who help him in his pastimes. Lord Gauranga fulfills his aims with their help. Advaita Charya Nityananda Dui Anga Dui Janalana Prabhura Yata Kichuranga. Sri Advaita Acharya and Srila Nityananda Prabhu, who are plenary parts of the Lord, are his principal associates. With these two, the Lord performs his pastimes in various ways. Advaita Acharya Gosani Sakshat Ishwara Prabhu Guru Karimane Tiduna Takinkara. Lord Advaita Acharya is directly the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although Lord Chaitanya accepts him as his preceptor, Advaita Acharya is a servant of the Lord. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Lord Chaitanya always offered respects to Advaita Prabhu as he would to his father, because Advaita was even older than his father. Yet Advaita Prabhu always considered himself a servant of Lord Chaitanya. Sri Advaita Prabhu and Ishwara Puri, Lord Chaitanya's spiritual master, were both disciples of Madhavendra Puri, who was also the spiritual master of Nityananda Prabhu. Thus Advaita Prabhu, as Lord Chaitanya's spiritual uncle, was always to be respected, because one should respect one's spiritual master's godbrothers as one respects one's spiritual master. Because of all these considerations, Sri Advaita Prabhu was superior to Lord Chaitanya. Yet Advaita Prabhu considered himself Lord Chaitanya's subordinate. Text 148. Acharya Gosanira Tattva Nayaya Katana Krishna Avatariyena Tarila Bhuvana. I cannot describe the truth of Advaita Acharya. He has delivered the entire world by making Lord Krishna descend. Nityananda Swarupa Purvehaya Lakshman Lagu Bratahaya Kare Ramera Sevana. Lord Nityananda Swarup formerly appeared as Lakshman and served Lord Ramachandra as his younger brother. Well, now we get into Lord Nityananda. Chapter 6, The Glories of Sri Advaita Acharya. The truth of Advaita Acharya has been described in two verses. It is said that material nature has two features, namely the material cause and the efficient cause. The efficient causal activities are caused by Mahavishnu, and the material causal activities are caused by another form of Mahavishnu known as Advaita. That Advaita, the superintendent of the cosmic manifestation, has descended in the form of Advaita Acharya to associate with Lord Chaitanya. When he is addressed as the servitor of Lord Chaitanya, his glories are magnified, because unless one is invigorated by this mentality of servitorship, one cannot understand the mellows derived from devotional service to the Supreme Lord, Krishna. Text 1. Vande tam shrimad advaita charyam adbhuta cheshtitam yasya prasadad agyopi tatsvarupam nirupayat. I offer my respectful obeisances to Sri Advaita Acharya, whose activities are all wonderful. By his mercy, even a foolish person can describe his characteristics. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. All glories to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Lord Nityananda. All glories to Advaita Acharya. And all glories to all the devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Pancha Shloke Kahila Sri Nityananda Tattva Shloka Dvaye Kahi Advaita Charyera Mata. In five verses I have described the principle of Lord Nityananda. Then, in the following two verses, I describe the glories of Sri Advaita Acharya. Mahavishnu Jagat Karta Mayaya Shijatyada Tasya Vitara Evayam Advaita Acharya Ishwara. Lord Advaita Acharya is the incarnation of Mahavishnu, whose main function is to create the cosmic world through the actions of Maya. Advaitam Harina Advaitad Acharyam Bhakti Sang Sanat Bhaktavataram Isham Tam Advaita Acharyam Ashraye. Because he is non-different from Hari, the Supreme Lord, he is called Advaita. And because he propagates the cult of devotion, he is called Acharya. He is the Lord and the incarnation of the Lord's devotee. Therefore, I take shelter of him. Advaita Acharya Gosani Sakshadishwara Yanhara Mahimanahi Jivera Gochara. Sri Advaita Acharya is indeed directly the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. His glory is beyond the conception of ordinary living beings. Mahavishnu Shrishti Karina Jagad Adikarya Tanra Avatara Sakshat Advaita Acharya. Mahavishnu performs all the functions for the creation of the universes. Sri Advaita Acharya is his direct incarnation. Now we come back to the past tense. Text 39. Esa balaya chaitanyera prabhur vihara Esa balaya karena vanchita prachara. With all of his associates, Lord Chaitanya performed his pastimes, and with them he spread his mission. Madhavendra Purira Inho Shishya E Jane Acharya Gosanire Prabhu Guru Karimane. Thinking he, Sri Advaitacharya, is a disciple of Sri Madhavendra Puri, Lord Chaitanya obeys him, respecting him as his spiritual master. Purport. Sri Madhavendra Puri is one of the Acharyas in the disciplic succession from Madhvacharya. Madhavendra Puri had two principal disciples, Ishwara Puri and Sri Advaita Prabhu. Therefore, the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya is a disciplic succession from Madhvacharya. This fact has been accepted in the authorized book known as Gauranga Deepika and Prameya Ratnavali, as well as by Gopal Guru Goswami. The Gauranga Deepika 22 clearly states the disciplic succession of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas as follows. Lord Brahma is the direct disciple of Vishnu, the Lord of the spiritual sky. His disciple is Narada. Narada's disciple is Vyas. And Vyasa's disciples are Shukadeva Goswami and Madhvacharya. Padmanabhacharya is the disciple of Madhvacharya, and Narahari is the disciple of Padmanabhacharya. Madhava is the disciple of Narahari, Akshobhya is the direct disciple of Madhava, and Jaitirtha is the disciple of Akshobhya. Jaitirtha's disciple is Gyanasindhu, and his disciple is Mahanidhi. Vidyanidhi is the disciple of Mahanidhi, and Rajendra is the disciple of Vidyanidhi. Jayadharma is the disciple of Rajendra. Purushottama is the disciple of Jayadharma. Srimati Lakshmi Pati is the disciple of Vyasatirtha, who is the disciple of Purushottama. And Madhavendra Puri is the disciple of Lakshmi Pati. Text 41. Lokike lilate dharma maryada rakshana stuti bhakte karene tanra charana vandana. To maintain the proper etiquette for the principles of religion, Lord Chaitanya bows down at the lotus feet of Sri Advaita Acharya with reverential prayers and devotion. Chaitanya Gosanike Acharya Kari Prabhu Gyana Apanake Karina Tanra Dasa Abhimana. Sri Advaita Acharya, however, considers Chaitanya Mahaprabhu his master, and he thinks of himself as a servant of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Purport. The Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu of Rupa Goswami explains the super excellent quality of devotional service as follows. Brahmananda bhaved esha chaparardha gunikrita naiti bhakti sukham bode paramanu tulam api. If multiplied billions of times, the transcendental pleasure derived from impersonal Brahman realization still could not compare to even an atomic portion of the ocean of bhakti, or transcendental service. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1138. Similarly, the Bhavartha Deepika states, Tvat Katamrita Patodo Viharanto Mahamuda Kurvanti Kritina Kechich Chaturvargam Chinopamam. For For those who take pleasure in the transcendental topics of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the four progressive realizations of religiosity, economic development, sense gratification, and liberation, all combined together, cannot compare any more than a straw to the happiness derived from hearing about the transcendental activities of the Lord. Those who engage in the transcendental service of the lotus feet of Krishna, being relieved of all material enjoyment, have no attraction to topics of impersonal monism. In the Padma Purana, in connection with the glorification of the month of Kartik, it is stated that devotees pray, Varam deva moksham na mokshavadim va na chanyam vrneham vadeshadapiha idam teva purnatha gopala balam sadame manasya virastam kimanyai kuveratma jo badha murtyai vayadvat Vayamochito bhakti bhajo krito cha tata prema bhaktim svakam me prayacha namokshe grahome sti damo dareha. So what is the purport of these verses, or the theme of these verses?
How the devotee is not interested in liberation.
Yes, how the happiness of devotional service far surpasses the happiness of impersonal liberation, and therefore devotees are not interested. Dear Lord, always remembering your childhood pastimes at Vrindavan is better for us than aspiring to merge into the impersonal Brahman. During your childhood pastimes, you liberated the two sons of Kuvera and made them great devotees of your lordship. Similarly, I wish that instead of giving me liberation, you may award me such devotion unto you. And the Hari Shirshya Sri Narayana Vyuhastava, in the chapter called Narayana Stotra, it is stated, Nadharmam kamam artham va moksham va varadeshvara parthaya tava padabje dasyam eva vikamaye. My dear Lord, I do not wish to become a man of religion or a master of economic development or sense gratification, nor do I wish for liberation. Although I can have all these from you, the supreme bestower of benedictions, I do not pray for any of these. I simply pray that I may always be engaged as a servant of your lotus feet. Nrisimhadeva offered Prahlad Maharaj all kinds of benedictions, but Prahlad Maharaj did not accept any of them, for he simply wanted to engage in the service of the lotus feet of the Lord. Similarly, a pure devotee wishes to be blessed like Prahlad Maharaj by being thus endowed with devotional service. Devotees also offer their respects to Hanuman, who always remained a servant of Lord Rama. The great devotee Hanuman prayed, Bhava Bandhu Chide Tasyai Sprihayami Namuktaye Bhavan Prabhur Aham Dasa Iti Yatra Vilupyate. I do not wish to take liberation or to merge in the Brahman effulgence, where the conception of being a servant of the Lord is completely lost. Similarly, in the Narada Pancharatra, it is stated, Dharma artha kama mokshesu Necha mama kadachana twat pada pankajas yado jivitam diyatam mama. I do not want any of the four desirable stations. I simply want to engage as a servant of the lotus feet of the Lord. King Kulashekar, in his famous book, Mukundamala Stotra, prays, Na naham bande tavacharanayor dvandvam advandram heto kumbi pakam gurum api hare narakam napanetum Ramya Rama Radu Tanu Lata Nandane Nabirantam Bhave Bhave Vidaya Bhavane Bhavayayam Bhavantam. My Lord, I do not worship you to be liberated from this material entanglement, nor do I wish to save myself from the hellish condition of material existence. Nor do I ever pray for a beautiful wife to enjoy in a nice garden. I wish only that I may be in full ecstasy with the pleasure of serving your lordship. Mukundamala Stotra 4. In the Srimad Bhagavatam also there are many instances in the third and fourth cantos where devotees pray to the Lord simply to be engaged in his service and nothing else. Srimad Bhagavatam 3.4.15, 3.25.34, 3.25.36, 4.8.22, 4.9.10, and 4.20.24. Text 43. Se abhimana suke apana pasare Krishna dasa hao jive upadesha kare. He forgets himself in the joy of that conception and teaches all living entities, you are servants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Purport. The transcendental devotional service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is so ecstatic that even the Lord himself plays the part of a devotee. Forgetting himself to be the Supreme, he personally teaches the whole world how to render service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna dasa abhimane ye ananda sindhu koti brahma sukanahe tara ekabindu. The conception of servitude to Sri Krishna generates such an ocean of joy in the soul that even the joy of oneness with the Absolute, if multiplied 10 million times, could not compare to a drop of it. Muniye Chaitanya Dasa Aranityananda Dasa Bhava Samanahe Adnyatra Ananda. Sri Advaita says, Nityananda and I are servants of Lord Chaitanya. Nowhere else is there such joy as that which is tasted in this emotion of servitude. Parama prayasi lakshmi hridaye vasati tenho dasya sukamage kariya minati. The most beloved goddess of fortune resides on the chest of Sri Krishna, yet she too earnestly praying begs for the joy of service at his feet. Dasya bhave anandita parisada gana vidibhava narada ara sukha sanatana. All the associates of Lord Krishna, such as Brahma, Shiva, Narada, Shuka, and Sanatan Kumar, are very pleased in the sentiment of servitude. Nityananda avaduta sabate agala chaitanya radasya premeha ila pagala. Sri Nityananda, the wandering mendicant, is the foremost of all the associates of Lord Chaitanya. He became mad in the ecstasy of service to Lord Chaitanya. Srivas Haridasa Ramadasa Gadadhara Murari Mukunda Chandrasekhar Vakrishwara Se Sabha Pandita Loka Parama Mahatva Chaitanya Radasi Savaya Kareya Unmasa. Srivas, Haridas, Ramdas, Gadadhar, Murari, Mukunda, Chandrasekhar, and Rakreshwar are all glorious and are all learned scholars, but the sentiment of servitude to Lord Chaitanya makes them mad in ecstasy. E mata gayana chekare atahasa loke upadeshte hao chaitanya radasa. Thus they dance, sing, and laugh like madmen, and they instruct everyone, just be loving servants of Lord Chaitanya. Sri Advaita Acharya thinks, Lord Chaitanya considers me his spiritual master, yet I feel myself to be only his servant. Krishna premera eka upurva prabhava Guru Samalagu Karaye Dasya Bhava. Love for Krishna has this one unique effect. It imbues superiors, equals, and inferiors with the spirit of service to Lord Krishna. Purport. There are two kinds of devotional service, the way of Pancharatrika regulative principles, and the way of Bhagavat transcendental loving service. The love of Godhead of those engaged in Pancharatrika regulative principles depends more or less on the opulent and reverential platform. But the worship of Radha and Krishna is purely on the platform of transcendental love. Even persons who play as the superiors of Krishna also take the chance to offer transcendental loving service to the Lord. The service attitude of the devotees who play the parts of superiors of the Lord is very difficult to understand, but it can be very plainly understood in connection with the super excellence of their particular service to Lord Krishna. A vivid example is the service of Mother Yashoda to Krishna, which is distinct. In the feature of Narayan, the Lord can accept service only from his associates who play parts in which they are equal or less than him. But in the feature of Lord Krishna, he accepts service very plainly from his father's teachers and other elders who are his superiors, as well as from his equals and his subordinates. This is very wonderful. Are there any questions or comments?
Just thinking about what you were saying at you did at the end about Pancharatrika and Bhagavan. Just to explain a little bit more in terms of our devotional service, because we follow rules and regulations.
Yeah, so Pancharatriki Vidhi means that one worships according to the rules and regulations of the Pancharatrika, and in such service one is aware of the Lord's opulence and supremacy. Whereas in Bhagavat Marg, one simply hears and chants and remembers the Lord and serves the Lord. And in the ecstasy of such service, one may forget the Lord's supremacy. And one may assume the role of a superior or an equal or a subordinate. Whether one is in the position of a superior or not, one is always in the mood of a servant, but still the service can be imbued with great intimacy. as a friend, as an equal, as a parent, as a superior, or as a lover. But certainly, in the beginning, we worship the Lord according to the rules and regulations of Patratrika so that we can become purified of all material misgivings and the lower modes of material nature. And at the same time, we do hear and chant about Krishna. But when one becomes more purified and more mature in devotional service, he can be absorbed in hearing and chanting and serving in different modes without the support of the rules and regulations of Panchatrika Vidha. And without the conception that the Lord is the Supreme and we are His subordinate servants, and therefore we must serve Him. In other words, when one is purified enough and advanced enough, he serves the Lord out of spontaneous love rather than out of obligation based on the conception of the Lord's supremacy in one's own subordination. Any other questions? Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Sri Advaita Acharya Prabhu ki jai. Prabhupada ki jai.